This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today described the contributions of Rajaraja Chola and Rajendra Chola as symbolic of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, and praised the Chola dynasty's cultural and architectural achievements. Speaking at the valedictory function of the Adi Thiruvathirai festival in Gangaikonda, Cholapuram, in Tamil Nadu today, the Prime Minister honoured the legacy of two great rulers.
एक प्रकार से राज राजा की ये श्रद्धा भूमि है और उस श्रद्धा भूमि में इलिया राजा ने आज जिस प्रकार से शिव भक्ति में हम सबको डुबो दिया सावन का मास हो राज राजा की श्रद्धा भूमि हो और इलिया राजा की तपस्या हो कैसा अद्भुत वातावरण और मैं तो काशी का सांसद हूँ और जब ओम नमः शिवाय सुनता हूँ तो रोंगटे खड़े हो जाते हैं
The Prime Minister said that the economic and strategic advancements achieved during the Chola era remain a source of inspiration for modern India. He noted that India progressed swiftly in all directions through commercial advancement, utilization of maritime routes, and the promotion of art and culture during the Chola Empire, which serves as an ancient roadmap for building a new India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. The Prime Minister mentioned the rapid growth of space startups in the country, pointing out that there were fewer than 50 startups in space sector 5 years ago and the number has now increased to over 200. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in the success of Operation Sindoor. The Defence Minister said this while virtually addressing the convocation ceremony of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya in Vadodara. Speaking on the occasion, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the transformational changes in Indian Railways over the past 11 years. He encouraged the graduating students to contribute to India's development journey, emphasizing the importance of innovation in the sector. A total of 194 students received degrees in various disciplines during the convocation. One student from each course was honored with the Academic Excellence Award, while Outstanding Project and Best Student Awards were also presented. The Supreme Court will hear a group of petitions tomorrow challenging the Election Commission's decision to carry out a special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. A bench of Justices Suryakant and Joy Malia Bakhtri is expected to take up the case. The petitioners argue the move could lead to large-scale voter disenfranchisement just ahead of the 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. The Election Commission says the revision is aimed at ensuring clean voter rolls by removing ineligible names. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat today and over East Rajasthan till tomorrow. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over northeastern parts of the country tomorrow. The Met Department predicted that Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan are expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The second game of All Indian Final match between Kunaru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh of FIDE Women's Chess World Cup has ended in a draw after 34 moves in Batumi, Georgia today. Playing with the white pieces, Hampi was forced to go for a draw through repetition after Divya gave her back-to-back checks. Game 1 between the players too had ended in a draw on Saturday. Now the winner for the final match will be decided in the tiebreaker, which is set to be played tomorrow. In cricket, India were 418 for 4 a short while ago in their second innings against host England on the last day of fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. India now lead by 107 runs. Earlier, India resumed their play at the overnight score of 174 for 2. Overnight batsman KL Rahul was out for 90 runs, while captain Shubman Gill hit his fourth century of the series, scoring 103 runs. Host England took a massive 311-run lead on day 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.